The Public News Service Daily Newscast, November the 4th, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. A Texas environmental group is sounding the alarm about seawater desalinization plants proposed for the Corpus Christi Bay, warning they could have a disastrous impact on fishing and on tourism.
Supporters believe that desalinated seawater is key to a sustainable, drought-proof water supply for the region. But Robin Schneider with the Texas Campaign for the Environment argues the briny waste that would be dumped into the shallow bay system would harm sensitive coastal ecosystems.
There is a much more sustainable option, which is to use groundwater and water conservation and potentially to prevent evaporations on the reservoirs by using floating solar panels.
The first desalination plant, scheduled to be built on Harbor Island, is one of four proposed for the bay, two being pushed by the port of Corpus Christi and two by the city. I'm Roz Brown.
Recently, residents of the primarily Black and Hispanic community of Hillcrest filed a civil rights challenge to stop the plant's construction. The area has long been the site of manufacturing that produces toxic waste. And as the midterm election approaches, the Black Man Lab Foundation and the New Georgia Project have mobilized a 9-city tour across the state to give black men a forum to discuss their top issues and concerns. More on that from Danielle Smith.
Black men have been left out of the political conversation for too long in Georgia and across the country, says Marty Monaghan with the Black Man Lab Foundation. He says their lab sessions welcome men of all ages, but the target audience is 13 to 25 years old. Monaghan says some participants talk about why they haven't voted.
When it comes to the younger demographic, their thing is, you know, we hear all the time that different things are going to happen prior to somebody being elected, and then it never happens. The truth is now you have the ability to hold somebody accountable.
He adds the Black Man Lab has weekly Monday sessions in Atlanta, often attended by more than 100 people who discuss a variety of topics on professional and personal development.
Now from the New York Times, 6 days after suffering a fractured skull in a vicious attack, Paul Pelosi, the husband of the Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, has been discharged from the Zuckerberg Hospital in San Francisco. Mr. Pelosi, who is 82 years old, reported to be resting at home, recovering from the injuries to his head, arm, and hand. The Times notes a 42-year-old man, David DePap, has been charged by federal prosecutors with attempting to kidnap Mrs. Pelosi and assaulting a relative of a federal official. This is PNS. Election officials in Michigan and other states are on the lookout for organized disruptions of Tuesday's midterm elections, but say they're prepared to deal with whatever happens.
Reports from the Associated Press and other media outlets say Republican operatives pushing false claims about the 2020 election have recruited thousands of sympathetic poll workers. Michigan's Secretary of State has warned local officials that hundreds of poll workers may be preparing to try and intimidate voters, both inside and outside of polling places. Oakland County Clerk Lisa Brown says as a precaution, she sent out instructions on how to handle problems.
We have shared with our local clerks as well as our law enforcement election day crimes, misdemeanors, and felonies, just so they have that tool in their toolbox to understand how serious we will take any wrongdoing on election day.
Michigan GOP officials say they are not aware of any disruptions planned on election day. Mark Richardson reporting.
Now to Hawaii, where a well-known island is one of many rural communities in the U.S. experiencing health inequities. We get more from Edwin J. Vieira for Soundbite Services.
Before the COVID-19 pandemic, Lanai residents had access to an in-person psychiatrist 2 days a month, and a full-time social worker lived on the island. During the pandemic, psychiatry transitioned to telehealth, and in October 2020, the Hawaii Health Department outsourced Lanai's mental health care to a psychiatrist in Michigan. In-person psychiatry services are available on the nearby island of Maui. Brittany Light, who's covered the issue for the Honolulu Civil Beat, says telehealth is still a dominant resource, but it might not be what these patients need.
The majority of these patients are still receiving care through telehealth, which can be great, but for people with serious mental health diagnoses, which these folks do have, it can be difficult to connect with a psychiatrist over a telephone call or a video call.
Finally, Eric Tianoff tells us Election Day is almost here and one organization wants to ensure indigenous folks in Montana know how they can cast their ballots.
Taheem Perez with Western Native Voice says people can register to vote on Election Day this Tuesday. In urban areas, the process will be a bit easier because people likely can register at their voting precinct. He says in rural areas with smaller precincts, they won't be equipped to also register people to vote.
Individuals do have to go to the main county office, especially in rural areas like reservation areas, to register to vote and vote during the same trip on Election Day.
People also can sign up to vote as part of late voter registration through Monday at noon.
This is Mike Clifford. We thank you for wrapping up your week with Public News Service, member and listener supported. You can hear us on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.